Hey, superstars, welcome back to the Music Meets the Boardroom podcast. I am your host, LaToya Cooper, the songstress, A-list artist career strategist, MBA grad, and the visionary behind Music Meets the Boardroom. Okay, everybody, we are back for another rich episode here on the Music Meets the Boardroom podcast. Okay, so it has been a very interesting past few weeks. As you can see, my background is back in the original state. I have been traveling between locations and we are back. I'm comfortable and I'm hoping that the audio is set perfectly for today as well. Okay, so let's dig into this episode. First and foremost, let me say this. If you have any questions throughout the course of this episode, please leave your questions in the comments. I want to hear your questions. I want to be able to answer your questions and help you move forward powerfully. First, let me say this. I just didn't know what to expect with TikTok, right? And so this last week or so, some of the videos that I've posted on TikTok have really taken off. And I just want to say thank you to my new TikTok followers. I feel like TikTok is my home. I've been struggling with that over the past few years, I would say, because I never fit on Facebook, like never. Even when Facebook was like the thing, I did not fit. And same thing with Instagram. I never fit on Instagram. I never really had much of a following on either one of those platforms because as you can see, I'm a simple person, right? Like, I don't care about being flashy or anything like that, but I love to share information. I am an information nerd. And so with TikTok, there are other information nerds on TikTok that value lots of information. So that's where we go and we share lots of information, powerful information that's going to empower your careers, okay? Not only as an artist, but as an entrepreneur as well. So tonight, we're going to be talking about steps to take before releasing music out to the world. And this is part two. And let me say one other thing. There are tons of questions that people have been asking me on TikTok in regards to just trademarking. And I am going to make sure I answer all of your questions. There has just been so many. Okay. So I'm going to start from the top and work my way down. I have not forgot about any of you. Okay. So tonight is primarily for the indie artists out there who have questions about how to release music successfully and just making sure that they have taken all the proper steps, that you have taken all the proper steps. And we're going to add five more steps to the five steps that we talked about last week. So hopefully by this time, you've had a week to go out and implement the five steps that we talked about last week, right? Which was collecting all of your high priority documentation, which includes your split sheets, your collaborative agreements, your work for hire agreements. And there was one more. Your NDAs, your non-disclosures. Okay, non-disclosures. We've got some questions. Oh, hey. All right, we're going to keep going. Hello, Ebony, one of my biggest fans. All right, here we go. So we're going to keep going here, okay? So make sure that if you have not done those things, go back out to the last episode, listen to the last episode, get all that rich information and get started, okay? Also, remember, we've got that free download in the description box, which is going to give you a checklist of everything that we're going to be talking about on these next few episodes. So if you want to follow along with an actual checklist, you can do that. And you also get a free split sheet with your download as well. So let's get into this. All right, here we go. Set a distribution date that is a minimum of 6 weeks before your actual release. Okay, so let me break this down a little bit more. We're going to talk about distribution. Let's say, for example, you are planning to release your song on April 30th. That means, so you're advertising to the public and to the world that your music is coming out April 30th. This means that you need to have your music mixed and mastered and copyrighted by no later than the middle or beginning of March, so that you can upload and finish the distribution process by mid-March. Let me share with you why this is important. A couple of different reasons. One is, when you start to go through the distribution process, you want to make sure that if your music is rejected in any sort of way from the distribution company that you selected, that you have plenty of time to resolve those issues. Because let me tell you, they have guidelines that they require. And we're going to get into those here in a minute. And you want to make sure you have plenty of time to resolve those issues. Two, you want to make sure that the distribution company has plenty of time to send your art, your product out to their third-party partnerships. Okay, so you want to make sure your music is available to your fans on the day in which you have indicated the music and art will be released. When you get less than, when you start to put your music out less than 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 weeks is cutting it close, there's a possibility that your music may not be available for the public in all the places that you've requested, because third parties have a different process and system from your distribution company in which they use to put your music out on their platforms. So let's say you're working with a distribution company. They have over 300 different partnerships, streaming services, download services. Those 300 partnerships need time to prepare and get your art out. Okay, this is very important. This is why you want to at least have a minimum of 6 weeks prior to your release, have that music uploaded into the distribution center system, submitted and off for the distribution company to do what they need to do. Moving on, okay? I've got a list in front of me, okay? So for those of you who are watching, I want to make sure that I don't miss anything that might be important to you, okay? UPC, 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 all right, UPC code, that goes on the back of your music packaging. It also follows around your music wherever it goes. So it looks just like any other product for those who are watching. You know, like when you go to a store and you have this coding on the back that they scan at the register, it's the same thing. Your music is assigned a UPC code as well. It is a product. It is a product. So you want to make sure you have that. Most distribution companies will offer that to you at a charge, or you can go out to a third party and purchase UPC codes in bulk. It's completely up to you. But you want to do that if you're planning on selling your products, especially outside of streaming. And you want to also make sure you have a IRSC code. You can purchase these at third parties, or you can use the ISRC code provided by your distribution company if they provide it, right? There's different types of distribution companies for music, and they may have different requirements. If they offer it, just go ahead and purchase it there. It's going to be easier for you and easier to keep up, and you'll make sure that everything is attached to your music properly. Okay. Your single cover, before you hire a graphic designer to work on your music single cover or album cover, reach out to your distribution company and make sure that you have them email you clear, defined instructions and requirements around the single cover, and make sure it meets the distribution company's size and color format requirements. You can take that information and give it to your graphic designer so that they know what format, color format to export the file out as, and they also know what size to export it as. You also want to check with your distribution company and find out what exactly has to be printed on the cover of your single compared to the title of your single. There's guidelines around that as well. Your art could be rejected and you have to send that back to your graphic designer to get that fixed. And we want to avoid that because that's time wasted. Time is money. So ask those type of questions as well. Okay. If you have any questions, please let me know. Let's talk about SoundScan. There is a system, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's Nestle. I think that's the way you pronounce it. I know when I see it, but I'm just hoping I pronounce it rightly. SoundScan. It is a system they use to track all music that is submitted in that system in regards to Billboard numbers. So you don't have to be a signed artist with a major record company to have your song actually climb the charts on Billboard. You don't have to do that. You don't have to have that. If you download the checklist, look at the checklist, you will see I have a link to this particular database, and you can enter in your song, and you want to make sure you have your ISRC code and your UPS code. You're going to need that information to be able to submit your music to be tracked in that form. Here's the deal. You may not have at this very moment enough fans to hit number one on Billboard, but that doesn't mean that one day you won't. One day that may not happen for you. It may actually happen for you. Why not start walking the process now so it feels normal for you now, so that you welcome in what you are expecting and what you really desire for yourself and your career? So get used to the process now, just like the same way of submitting for the Grammys. If you ever want a Grammy, you want to win a Grammy, start submitting now. Get familiar with the process now. It can't happen if you're not part of the process. And also Sound Exchange. Okay, so let me break this down a little bit for you. Now, a lot of distribution companies partner with Sound Exchange. That has not always been the case. But now a lot of distribution companies partner with Sound Exchange, and they will send your music and files and records and tracking information over to Sound Exchange for them to monitor and to collect certain royalties in certain areas for you on your behalf. However, there's a little bit of a hiccup in their process that has not been fleshed out quite yet. You have to be registered in more than one way for you to actually collect your royalties. And what I mean by that is this: your distribution company will send over the information to Sound Exchange. You then have to go to Sound Exchange and you have to fill out additional documentation, tax information, and you also have to fill out what they call a, I can never say this word. Y'all guys are gonna laugh at me. Repertoire. I can't say it. Repertoire, whatever. You know what I'm talking about, okay? There's some words I just cannot say. And you have to do this every single time you release a song. Every single time. So if you release a single and you do this process, and then 3 years later you release an album, you got to go through this process all over again. And your tax information needs to be updated with them every single year, whether you release music or not. To be honest with you, it's kind of a janky process, but what I will say about it is Sound Exchange collects royalties in some areas that are going to produce more royalties than stream, you know, focusing on Spotify, right? You're going to get paid a lot more through Sound Exchange's the areas in which they collect royalties. So make that a priority. I also want to say this. Every distribution company is different. So do your research. Don't just pick a distribution company because you know someone else who is using that distribution company. Go look at the top 5, 8 distribution companies. Compare them. See which one is going to work best for your career and for your priorities. They each may possibly collect royalties very differently, and not all distribution companies offer the same exact third-party options. What I mean by that is two things. You have some distribution companies that are really quick to get your music out. Like, let's say, for example, they promise to get your music out within a week. Okay, that sounds great. But what if they don't collect all your royalties? And so now you're not making all your money. You're just on Spotify and like 2 or 3 other platforms, but you have left so much money on the table. You have some other distribution companies that are going to collect royalties from every option, possibly every option, not everyone, but most of them. So you got to figure out what's the most important to you and your fans. Okay. So we're going to take a break and we're going to be right back. We're going to be right back with part 2 of this podcast. All right, everybody, hold on tight. We'll be right back.
Learn about the ever-changing climate of the music industry and learn how to position yourself with the new book, Hybrid Executive, great for indiepreneurs, indie artists, managers, engineers, booking agents, and more. Hybrid Executive is the new terminology for today's indie artist, written by music producer Samuel E. Archer. Now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, BookBaby, and other leading ebook distributors. Visit thehybridexecutive.com for more information.
All right, superstars, we are back for part 2 of this podcast. I promised only 5, but I'm going to give you at least one more. So this is probably going to be a really short podcast today. But that's okay, because I want to make sure you go out and you actually execute this content. So we talked about so far, distribution. Go do your research, find the best distribution company that is best for you. Not your friend, not what everybody else told you to do, but for you, for your business structure, for your royalty collection, and for your fans. Remember to set your distribution release date at least a minimum of 6 weeks prior to your formal release date. A minimum. This will give the third parties of the distribution company you are pairing up with enough time to get your music and art out to your fans. So it is actually available on your release date. Make sure you have a UPC and a ISRC code for every single song, every single album that you put out. This is going to help track your sales. Okay. This is going to help track who owns what along its journey. Your single cover. Make sure you reach out to the distribution company that you select. Ask them to send you their requirements for size, format, coloring, content, all that good stuff for your single cover. Give that to your graphic designer to make sure that they meet those guidelines before they export that file and send it to you. So that does not hold up your distribution release process. SoundScan. SoundScan is where you will submit your UPC and ISRC code to be tracked for Billboard. A lot of artists do not know that this is an option for them. I'm spilling the tea today, okay? So download this checklist. The link is on this checklist. Get your music submitted over there so they can track it for Billboard sales data. And you're going to not only allow your distribution company to register you with SoundScan. Oftentimes, this is an option with your distribution companies. They'll ask whether you want to be registered with SoundScan or not. Always be registered with SoundScan. Never skip this process, because when you skip this process, you're skipping money. All right. And sometimes it's going to be a lot of money. You don't want to do that. You want the checks in the mail. So register with SoundScan through your distribution, then go over physically to SoundScan's website and follow the remaining steps. You'll have 2 more additional steps. Okay. that you'll need to finish with them. And remember to set up your update your tax information with them every single year. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you one more and then we're going to close out. Okay. Social media channels. I don't care if you use the platform or not. Make sure that you have your brand name, your artist name, your brand name, whatever you use, blocked on all social media channels. Whether you use it or not, go save it and just let it sit there if you don't use it. But you don't want other people using the same name that you are using as a brand. So block it, okay? Make sure you set up your social media channels and make sure that you've monetized your social media as well. And what exactly does that mean? That means that in the bio section of your social media, there should be an option for people to be able to purchase your music, your products, your books, to be able to set up opportunities to attend your events. When people go to your social media, they want easy access to what you provide. Take advantage of that. And also have your music somewhere in the bio for them to be able to click and listen. I cannot express what I feel when I go to an artist page and I cannot find their music. I know they're an artist, but I can't find your music. Where is your music? And then I have to go hunting for it. And I'm just like, come on now. What that communicates to me is this. It communicates that this person is not really serious about their music career. That's what it tells me. So don't let this be you, okay? I'm going to stop there because I can go on and I can go on and then all of you are going to be overwhelmed, and that's the last thing that I want. So go out and execute these five things, these five steps, and we will be back here next Thursday at 11:30 p.m. Central Time, live on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and more accounting in the future. And then remember, we upload this episode every Friday morning at 5 a.m. Central Time for those of you all around the world who would like to listen at your leisure. We do that to make sure you have this great content. In conclusion for today, I want to say thank you. I also want to share something that I'm super excited about. I have a book coming. My first book is coming. And you will hear more about it on the next episode next Thursday, but it's coming. And the book focuses in on helping women in music. I cannot be more excited about this book. There just simply is not enough women in music. And this book, I really feel like, is going to help bring confidence to a lot of women artists and helping them break out of their shell. You know, I am just so excited about that. So even if you are, you know, a woman or not, you're going to love this book. You're going to find something of value in this book because I talk about not only things that are important to women, but I also talk about things that are important to just artistry in general. So everybody who reads this book is going to find some value from it. Okay. So I love you. And then once the book is released, I'm going to start sharing more about the Indie Artist Power Conference that we're having in September. Let me tell you, the speakers are the best speakers. They are passionate, they are dedicated, and they care about your success. Okay? I'm going to share more about that in the near future. Let's talk soon. I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful weekend. Ta-ta!